Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. On Sundays, we focus on that element of strategy that gets lost in our daily hustle and bustle, and that is reflection. So each week, we dive into some regular review questions and a bonus question, but these are not your standard what went well, what didn't go so well type of questions. So you might want to pause after each question to make some notes for yourself. This is going to help you identify patterns, spot those critical insights, and find the lessons in last week. So let's dive in. Question one, are there any upcoming events or changes that you can benefit from? Think about what events or milestones or deadlines are coming up in the next few months. Maybe there's the seasonal change as we move from spring into summer, and that brings those vacation and social vibes with it. Maybe it's an industry trend that you're seeing. For each of those events, how can they positively impact your business or your life? Maybe they offer an opportunity for growth or learning. Maybe it's networking. Maybe there's some new skills you're going to acquire. Or maybe it's just something you're super interested in exploring that you're looking forward to. And then slip into planning mode. What actions can you take that are going to maximize those benefits from that event, change, or opportunity? Do you need resources or tools or skills? Do you need someone in your network to help? This kind of reflection is going to help you to be more proactive as you go about your business. Okay, question two. If you could describe your company culture in just one word based only on this week, what would that word be? We have a tendency to think about the culture that we dream of having and can sometimes forget to pay attention to the one that we're actually creating right now. Remember, culture comes from the top. So whether you're a team of one and you're just practicing this, or you're leading a team next week, this question applies to you. Question three, where did you fail this week? We need to get really comfortable with an experimental type of mindset in our business. We want to try something, get data, adapt, try something new. And getting comfortable with things not always working out is how we become more innovative. So this is not about spiraling out about all the mistakes you made last week, but rather looking for the lessons that you can apply in future. Question four, what feedback did you get this week and how are you using it to shape your future strategy? This could be from your clients, your team, your peers, your mentors, or even from someone in your personal life. Question five, did you use your resources optimally this week? We're talking about your time, your money, your energy, and your team. Looking at how you use your resources and the results it gets you helps you to spot patterns and act proactively before little issues become giant problems. Okay, this week's bonus question. How did you capitalize on an everyday situation to make a positive impact this week? So think about your week. What did you get up to? Who did you interact with? And then ask yourself where you created positive outcomes. Maybe you helped somebody who needed it without asking for anything in return. Maybe you finally solved the problem at work or at home in a way that was unexpected and that you can now apply to other areas. Maybe there was the moment where you took a deep breath and chose patience over frustration. As you think about these instances, you can think about how this affected the people involved, the immediate outcome of what you did, any long-term benefits that you can see for yourself, for them, for the business. You can look at what you learned about yourself through those actions, and you might want to think about how you can apply some of this impact-creating action in the future. Remember, there are no right or wrong answers here. The goal is to create a reflective process so that you think about last week and plan for next week in a deeper way than just what went well, what didn't go so well, what's up next. We're creating a strategic view of your business where you can spot patterns, grab onto those insights, and apply them to improve your business's performance.